Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara is going back on the last statement in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, where Bishmol said, Bamed Var Mamur, when do you need Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Stay Lovin on the wheat field. Avo Besode Ilon, Konas es tvuosa yemosak es zeisa vekonas es kaitzoi harei elu gimel shanim. In a sode ilon, it's enough to have three achilas: an achila of tvuo, achila of zeisim and kayets, that's the grapes and olives and figs. It's already considered a cheskas gimel shanim. And the Gemara a little earlier on the bottom lam vavim with beis, the Gemara says Amar Abayim ed Rabbi Shmuel nishmal rabbanon. From Rabbi Shmuel's halacha in Mishnah, we could also say the same is true for the rabbanon. If he had 30 trees, mimata asar le beisa, that have planted 10 trees per a beisa, ochal asar b'shana zuv, asar b'shana zuv, asar b'shana zuv, harezu chazaka. If he ate 10 trees, the fruits of the 10 trees in 1 year, and then another 10 trees in the second year, and a third set of 10 trees in the third year, it has a din of a chazaka. We go to Lamed Zayin, Amar Aleph, where do you see that in Rabbi Shmuel? Lav miyom Rabbi Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Shmuel say, chad peiro havi chazaka l'kula peiri? Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say that b'mokim, when you harvest the zesim, it helps for the tfu and helps for the kayets, and when you help harvest the figs, it helps for the tfu and for the zesim? Hokinami, over here also, hani havi chazaka lahani, v'hani havi chazaka lahani. The harvesting of 10 trees will remain a chazaka on all the area of 30 trees. And the second year, the second trees will be, 10 trees will be a chazaka on the, again on the area of 30 trees. And so to the third year also, when you harvest the remaining 10 trees, that will be a chazaka on the entire area of all 30 trees. And it has a din of cheskas gimel shanim, and the Gemara ends off. Ahani mili echad le'apiku, aval apiku v'li'ochal le'avi chazok. It has to be that it wasn't producing all 30 trees were producing fruit at the same time, because you can't go ahead and harvest some and not the rest. We have to find a case, and Rishayim give a case of Bnei Shuach, where some of the trees are ripened in the first year, then some in the second year, and some in the third year, so that you can have three separate achils and three separate times in three different sets of 10 trees, and that have the same halacha of 3 years. It'll be a din of cheskas gimel shanim. Agam, you could have the harvest of the 30 trees in less than 3 years. Just like a Rishmal, you didn't need the harvest of the kayets and the zesim and the tvua all in 3 years. It's enough 1 year. So over here also, it's enough in less than 3 years. Then have a halacha of cheskas gimel shanim with the shloishim ilonis in 3 years. So the Gemara, and also the last line of the Gemara is with the Bazi Bazuzi, it has to be that it's only when you ate Asar B'chol Shana, has to be when it's spread out. It has to be in the entire field. It can't be only in one area of the field. And we'll come back to that. In that same case of the Gemara that we're talking about, Shleishim Ilanis, 30 trees that are planted, 10 Lebeisa, and you ate 10 trees this year, and 10 trees the following year, and 10 trees the following year, it's a Chazaka. The Rishayim asks, why did Abaya speak about a case of 30 trees? Why didn't he speak about a case of 10 trees that are planted in a beisa, and the first year you ate 3 of the trees, and the second year you ate 3 of the trees, and the third year you ate 4 trees? So then again you have a chazok of gimel shanim with esri lonais. So the Ritva answers that the Gemara Abaya chose to speak about a case of shloishim ilonis, 30 trees that are planted asar lebeisa, because it's a chiddush that even though he only harvested 10 trees and remained with 20 trees, which is a very, very significant amount, a davar choshev, still will say that has a din of chazaka. And Mashenken, when it's only 10 trees altogether, so then it's not leaving over so much. If you're leaving over a whole beisah, v'an peinafshi, that's not makiv the chazaka, it's a chiddush. It's tuffle to what you're eating, and it's considered a chazaka. And Agoyis Maimonides in Hilchos Tovim Nidin Perikud Beis Ois Nun, he says that the reason why Abaya chose to say a case of 30 ilonis, 30 trees that are planted, 10 in a beisah, and 10 in another beisah, and 10 in another beisah, this way will be equal every single year. Every year you have 10 ilonis that are being harvested. But if there will be only 10 ilonis in one beisa, so then in two of the years, like the Ritva's kasha was, 2 of the years they'll be only harvesting 3 trees, and the third year they'll be harvesting 4 trees. So it's not in the same pattern. The drisha says over there in Kuf Mem Aleph, Sime Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Yud Ches, he says that Yesh Mitarzim, that Dafka Nokat Kain, Bayit chose to speak about 30 trees and 3 Beisah, but Dafka. He says, because Lahalocha, Tzor Sheyoichal Bichol Shona Mamishlish, you have to eat every single year a third of what all these 3 Beisah will produce. And Mashain came by Yudi Lonitz, you have 10 trees and 1 Beisah, you're eating 3 trees. The produce of 3 trees in 1 year, then 3 in the next year, and 4 in the third year. So then it's not, it's 1/3, eating a little bit less than a third in the first 2 years. It's a tremendous chiddush of the Drisha to say such a thing, that you have to be able to eat dafka a third of what the field produces in order to have a din of chazaka of Gimel Shonim. The Sma in Eischav Gimel argues, and he says, Avad, you don't have to eat a shlish. But the Pnei Shleima says, Mataras of Yeshitz Rashbam, that holds that in that field, we'll see later, he holds, you don't need Bazi Bazuzi in the same field itself. You don't have to spread it out. So in the case of 10 Ilonis, 10 trees in a Beisah, you wouldn't be able to tell us that Chiddush that you need Bazi Bazuzi, because in one field, a Beisah, it's enough, you don't have to spread out to your Achilles. So in order to be able to tell us a Chiddush that we'll soon see in the Pirush of Bazi Bazuzi and later in the Gemara, you have to choose a case, Dafka of 30 trees in three saw. The Sma says that the reason why he chose to say Lamed Ilon is because it's a Chiddush here. They need a pizer in the whole Beisah itself. And what he ate from every year from a different Beisah is not called a pizer. So he wants to be able to say that in that one Beisah also you're spreading it around. And you don't have that Chiddush if the whole case is only 10 trees in one Beisah. So therefore it chose Dafka to say a case of 30 trees, 10 per Beisah. And we have a Chiddush that in each Beisah it has to also be Mefazer, the Achilles, in order to have a Cheskas Kilmoshonim. But I'll call upon him, the Bain, the Fidah Ritva, the Agoyis Maimon, and these Terutzim are all to explain why Abai chose a case of Shloishim Ilanis, 30 trees, that are planted 10 per Beisah. Now what about if it will be less trees per Beisah? What will be the halacha? So the Tosa speaks out that Dafka Shloishim, Dafka 30 trees. But if it's 9 trees that are gedolim per Beisah, and 3, let's say you have very, very large trees, and 3 of the trees are planted per Beisah, and 3 in another Beisah, and 3 in a third Beisah. The trees are much bigger, not just that saplings. So Tosafot says that won't, and even if you're going to eat one tree of each Beisah per year, it's not going to be the chazakah. It's not going to be, it's only a chazakah if it's 30 trees and 3 Beisah, and you ate 10 trees. But this amount, this cheshbon of tes ilonis, 9 trees that are gedolim, are very large trees that will be planted 3 per Beisah, and you ate 1 per year, that's not a chazakah. And this is the gears of the Marshal in Tosfos, that the Yisoid is, al gabi ilonis gedolim, of very large trees, the normal way of planting is not 10 per Beisah, the shear is 3 per Beisah. And 9 will be 3 son. Each saw will have gimel ilonis, and just eating from each saw one tree and not the other two is not a chazaka, because the maisi did not eat from every one of the fields. It's 3 beisah, and you only ate from 1 beisah. And so it's, the reason why it's not good, like the Gemara says at the end, that you have to have bazi bazuzi, has to be spread out. You can't just harvest the fruits of one particular air, one field, not of a different field. And Mela, if you have the 3 trees that you're eating for every year, and the 3 trees on 3 separate, in 3 in different Beisah, so it's not going to be a chazaka, because you didn't eat from the entire field. The Masha asked that Tosfos didn't speak about Ilanos Gedolim yet. He only mentioned Ilanos Gedolim at the end of the Tosfos, and therefore the Masha learns differently. But Lahalocha, he agrees to the Mashal that this is true, that Lamaisa, if there was in each Beisah 3 big trees, and every single year you ate 1 tree in the Beisah, that's not going to be a chazaka. And as they pass in the Rosh, in the Tur, and Simkuf Mem Aleph, it's not a chazaka because it's not spread out. It's each Beisah, you only ate 1 tree. That's not called eating from the entire Beisah. It's only eating from 1 tree in the Beisah. While Kalponim, the Kavishurim, and Kuf Samach Beis, and others are medayik from Tosfos, that you see that even in each soda, in each field, in each Beisah, you have to have Bazi Bazuzi, it has to be spread out. That means the Ilonis have to be Mefuzarim. So if you're only going to eat 1 tree per Beisah, that's not called Mefuzar. That's not called that you ate from the entire Beisah. You only ate 1 tree. And that's why the Vida Mashal's Girsa and Halacha, the Rosh, and the Tur Paskin like that, that's why if you have 9 trees spread out over 3 Beisah, 3 trees per besa, and every year you only ate one of the trees per besa, so hagam, you ate in every besa a tree. This besa, you ate one, harvested one tree, and the next second besa, you harvested a second tree, and the third besa, a third tree. But since in the besa itself, you only harvested one tree, and it wasn't spread out, you achila, the lilanas are not for different trees in that besa, that would be a chisarin of bazi bezuzi. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's only in Taisvis. But Lefi, Chitas Rashi, and Bazi Bazuzi, it wouldn't be a problem. The Rishbam says in the Aflamet Zayin that the reason why you need a Pizur is because of every Beisa is considered its own independent field. And therefore, an Achila of one Sada is not called a Chazaka for a second Sada. So that's Mashma that Be'etzem in the same field, it's you don't need Bazi Bazuzi. And that would mean the Halacha that if you would have this case that Tosis brings, where there are 9 trees in 3 Beisa, and 3 trees per Beisa, and every year you ate one tree of a separate Beisa, it means one tree from this Beisa, and a tree from a second one, a tree from a third Beisa, and so to the second and the third year. According to Rashbam, it would be a Chazaka, because there's no chisarn of Bazi Bazuzi. You don't have to spread it out in its Beisa. You just can't expect that Achilas Peris of one Beisa should help for another Beisa. But in the same Beisa itself, it's not a problem. It's each Beisa is Chosha Sada with Niatzma, and the Sada Sholem is a Chazaka for itself. It's not a Chazaka for another Sada. But in that Beisa itself, you don't need Mifu Zarim, and Mele would be a Chazaka. La Halacha, the Tur and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph brings a Machloikas Taka. The sheet of the Ri is like Toisviz, that it does not help in Achilas Ilan Echad in a Beisa, even if it's a very large tree, and the maximum that you plant in that field, the Beisa, is only 3 of those trees, and you can eat one of those trees per year, it's not going to be a chazaka, because you only ate one tree out of a Beisa, like we're explaining in Taisis, there's a chisarn of Bazi Bezuzi. The sheet of the Ramah is that even in the case of 9 trees spread out 3 Beisa, it'll help Achilas Ilan Echad in each Beisa to give a din chazaka, because he holds that in a Beisa, you don't have to be mefazer, you don't have to spread it out. L'chair, that's like the sheet of Sarashbam, that there's no chisarn of Bazi Bezuzi in each Beisa by itself. And each Beisa by itself is fine. Like the Rishbam explains later, that you only need Pizur because each Beisa is Nechshav Sada La'atzmai. And Achila Sada Echad is not a Chazaka for a second Sada. But in the Sada itself, it's not a problem. So we come out of Machlekes Rishbam and Taisvis in what the Pirish of Bazi Bazuzi is. According to Rishbam, Bazi Bazuzi means that you have to be machzik in each beisa and each sada, and achila of a sada echad in one beisa does not help as a chazaka for a second sada. And the meila halacha, if in the same that one beisa, all you harvested is one tree, it would be able to be considered a chazaka and be mitzdarif with another tree from a different beisa, another tree, another beisa. And the sheet satoisvis is that in the same field you also need bazi bazuzi. You have to have that the ilonish amifuzarim, and these are the 2 days that are brought down in the tour. Rashi, the Rishbam over here, all explains that the case of Abaya is dafka when there is 10 trees that are spread out in a beisa. And so too, there are 30 trees because we're talking about 3 beisa. So each beisa has 10 trees. What about if the trees, the saplings, not the tasteless we're speaking about, large trees, but saplings are concentrated more tight in a beisa. It means they take up less than a beisa. Or you have that they spread out in a larger area than a beisa. So Rishbam says, avlim pochus beisa l'yud ilanes, if there is less than a beisa for the 10 trees, then harei smuchin b'yoyser, they're too close to each other, v'avi kiyar, that is a din of a forest, v'le'avi chazok, it's not a chazok, d'le'achzik l'merziki inshi, you're not merzik the normal way that a person makes chazok. And also v'yoyser m'beisa l'yud, if you have that it's a greater area than a beisa for 10 trees, nami le'avi chazok b'chol ha'karka, it's also not a chazok in the karka, ele k'negem v'ashetzorach l'ilon, it's only corresponding that which is usually necessary for the growth of the trees. The Tosfos asks on the Rishbam that he says pochus beisa, less than a beisa for 10 trees is too close. It's like a yar. It's not a chazaka. We have a steer to that from the end of the sugya in Aflamet Zayin of a base. The Gemara says that ochon retzufin is yes
a chazaka. If you eat the tree, eat from harvest the trees when they're very close to each other, it's a chazaka, because the Gemara says, Rava as and Hardoi, Elamiata, Hayaspasta, my Connelly. If not, if you're going to say Ritzufin is not a chazaka, how could you be kaina when you make chazaka by Aspasta? Aspasta is very close to each other and Ritzufin. So, Lachaira, you see that Ritzufin is yes. A chazaka. Now, granted, the Chasam Sefer answers that Lefi the Rishbam Lishitosim the Aflam Zayin of Beis is not a kasha, because the Rishbam really explains over there that Rav is not asking a pirch, is not arguing our do. He's just saying a svar to mechal that a spasta that's the derech and ilonis. Maybe it's not the derech. It's just a svar dika machlokes with the Rav arguing our do. But in the Rishbam, oh, the looks like nardo, so it's not a problem. Lamaisa Alchel Ritzufim is not a chazaka. So if it's not a chazaka, so it's not a kasha over here. The Rav asked nardo. It's not. He wasn't a kasha. He wasn't arguing with Nardo. It's not a chazaka. So the Rishbam could be l'shitase. It's not shver bechlal. But Taisa asks the Rishbam that Taisa understood that Rav is arguing. Rav is saying that Ochle Ritzufim is not a chazaka. Now Taisa brings a teretz b'shem the Rashba. He says Neil Yashiv is a kunshes lekamon Irish oichel kol ilonis. Later over there, in one lamzayin of Beis, we're talking about where he ate all the trees. That's where we say, even though it's Ritzufin, Avi Chazaka, that's where it's a Chazaka. If you ate all the trees, it's a Chazaka. Shari Ochel, Oim Din Liyokir, Voisin, Oim Din Liyokir, because you ate the trees, that the fruit that were produced from the trees that are being going to be uprooted because they're planted too tightly to the other ones, and also the ones that are in the Liskayim. Aval Hocha over here, the Rashbam says, the Rajma answers, the Rashbam, Aval Hocha Sheino Echel Kol Ilonis, over here where you're not eating all the trees, Ela Gimel Bechol Shana, so it's not going to be a good Chazaka, because maybe you're going to be eating from the trees that are aimed in Liyokir, and you're not eating the trees that are in the Liskayim, so therefore won't be a good Chazaka. L'chayra, the Rajbah's teretz is a pella, because the Gemara says that it should be like aspasta, and which is mashma, that even the ones that are emily yachir, it helps a chazaka. So how could he say that the chazaka is only through the ones that are emily iskayim? That's a different svara. That's not what the Gemara says. The Taisa's kasha was that you see Achon Ritzufin is a chazaka, it meant from those that are being made to liyakar, to be taken away, because they are taka too tight to each other. Like aspasta, which you constantly take away, so that's a chazaka. So then it's shver over here. Why does Rashbam say that if it's more tightly packed than 10 in the Beisah, that's called Ritzufin and it's not a chazaka? L'chayr teis kash, it's still a good kash, it's a steer to the Gemara on Lamed Zainim Abeis. The Bircha Shmuel and Simon Lamates wants to be masbir, the pshat of the Rashba, as follows. He says that every time that the trees are planted with Ritzufin, there are two chisroinis legabi chazaka. One chisroin legabi chazaka is the fact that they're aimed in li'oker, that you're planning to pull them out, to rip them out of the ground, so then it's not a sodi ilan bechlal. It's like an independent tree which does not constitute a chazaka legabi the karaka. The verse says later only, Bob Machmas Taina is a chazaka atohima, but not more. That means you don't have a chazaka on the field based on the achilles pears of a tree which is going to be nekar. A second chisaron is that the fact that it's oim liyoker, that makes it worse than stam ilan yechidi, because it's not a chazaka legabi the field. Besides that, there's a chisaron over here that you are not machzik and machzik inchi. That's not a normal way to eat the pears. It's going to be oim liyoker. That's not called a chazaka. Chazaka is if you eat pears of a tree, which is going to stay where it is. But if the tree is going to be oim liyoker, so that's not, you are not machzik and machzik inchi. The Mela, Dr. Baruch Ber, the Nardoi that said the Ritzufin is not a chazaka at all, they said that even in the Elon, it's not a chazaka. What's the svara why they said it's not a chazaka? They said it's not a chazaka because you were not machzik, kine machzik inshi. On that, Rava asked and said that Lehael commissioned aspasta. He should say it's not, he said it's not worse than aspasta, so you were machzik, kine machzik inshi. So fine, so the Gabi, that taina that you were not machzik, kine machzik inshi, he showed from aspasta that it is a good chazaka. But Zokcha Boch Beb is still a chisar and a ritzufin that it's not called a sadi Elon. So it's not, doesn't have a din of a chazaka legabi the entire field. So you have to say that, and that helps also the svara of lehei of mishra kaspasta, that lefish, since the tzilefish shah, it's not a chisar legabi the chazaka legabi the whole field. That means there must be another svara here, that since this, it draws nourishment from the whole field, so it helps the gabi chazaka for the whole field, even though it's oimed la'okr. Even though, and that's not a chisar in the chazaka. Mail the Rashba says, legabi that chisar in Rashba's mechalik, that when do you say that svara that it's considered of being magzal legabi the entire field is only if you oichel the pears of halapochas of all of them. So then it's not a chisor in the chazaka, because you also ate from the pears that are imed l'skayim within the also the pears that are, of the trees that are imed l'yakar. But if you only if you oichel gimel if you have the chisor that you only ate from the ones that were imed l'yakar, so then you have a chisor and doesn't apply b'chazaka legabi the entire field. So the kitzur of the Rashba is being mechalik in the second chisor in the first chisor we mentioned. There are two chisorins again. The first one chisaron is a chisaron that doesn't apply by chazaka legabi the entire field because it's aimed the yoker, and the second chisaron is bichlal not a chazaka because it's not the achzik and masik inchi. It's not the derech to do that. Legabi the second taina vadi you see from aspas that it's not a taina because you see aspas you do that even though it's aimed the yoker. Legabi the first taina Zalter Raj wants to mechalik can say that it's only considered a chazaka legabi the whole field only if you also eat the pears that are in the skyim plus the pears that are aimed the yoker. But if not, then it doesn't apply by chazaka on the entire field. And that's how Miyashev, the Rashba's Pshat, to say Pshat in the Rishbam. Taisis himself argues, and Taisis himself holds, that Lamaisa, it's not a Chazok. It's always a Ritzufim is always a Chazok, and it's not a problem if it's very, very close. If it's close, it's not a problem. But Taisis does say that the other way, Riyosim, based on all Asara, if it's much wide spread out, if it's more than a base off for 10, Taisa says near the Leikona Karka called Iker. If mice is spread out more, so then you're not going to be coin any Karka at all. It's not a Chazok at all for any Karka. And that's not like the other Chelik of the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that when it's spread out more than a 10 for a base saw, it means it's much greater area than a base saw for a Sari Lones. The Rashbam says that it's not a Chazok in the whole Karka, but it's a Chazok in that which is necessary for the Ilones. At least it's a Chazok for that which is necessary for the Ilonis. And Taisa argues, and Taisa says, if it's Yoisin Beisol HaSor, you're not Kaina the Karka at all, nothing. What's the Svara of Taisvis? So the Rajma's Mevayer, the Svara of Taisvis, because if you have 9 in the Beisol, that's not called a Sede Ilon. If there's too much space, that's not called an orchard. It's not called a field with trees. The Karka is not Nigra after those trees, and therefore the chazaka is not a chazaka bichlal in the karka with the achilas pears of the ilonis. If you have like it's having trees, one tree here, one tree there, one tree further away, so far spread apart, it's bichlal not called a chazaka in the karka. And the Rama explains that when it's mufuzarin so much or spread out so much, we look at each one individually. It's domo de chol chad minayu bi'an pein nafshei choshev. It's each tree is so choshev, it's so spread up apart from the others, it has its own independence. So chazaka one tree is not a chazaka for another tree. There is even a bishmol that says that konas es kaitzoy and the zesim and the tfuah obliges a chazaka from the whole tree, that's besoda achas. But from one field to another field, he never said that. Only in the case where you eat in each year different ilones, then it's not a chazaka because each ilon is considered like a sod of neatzri, so it doesn't help a cheskas of one ilon for another ilon. So if you machzik in each ilon only shana achas, it's not going to work. But if you eat b'chol shana all the ilones, then even with Fuzarin, it'll help. It comes out according to the shita of the Rama, the way the Rama explains it's an afkamina between the Rama and the Rashba. And according to the Rama, the chisarin is because each tree is dealt with individually. That means that you're only eating from this one tree, so the chazaka is only in this one tree. But if you would eat a little bit from the other trees, even though they're so spread out, it would have a din chazaka on the entire karka. Because the only chisarin is if you're only eating from this one tree, so then we all see it independently and it doesn't help for the other trees. But once you start eating a little pears from each, so navad it'll buy the chazaka on the entire karka, even though it's spread out more. Mashenken, according to the Rashba, which is the Pashta of Taisvis, if it's spread out more, it doesn't shtel tzu the gabi the karka. It's not called a chazaka the gabi the karka, and that's why it's like kana klum, because it's nothing to do with the rest of the karka. It doesn't drag the karka together with it. Not because each tree is so independent that it's only chazaka one, not the other trees, but because the karka is not part of it. It's like to be mazik in a tree, not be mazik in karka. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba are bothered by another nekuda in the sugya. Abaye chose to speak about a case of 30 trees that are planted 10 per beiso, which is mashma, that 10 occupy a space of a beiso. The Tosfos asks, but we see by Mechira not like that. We see by Mekach Menker that the calculation is very different. It doesn't work with 10 per beiso. By Mecher, by Mechira, you kind of calculate the shear that the trees are yoinek from the karka. And the gabi chazaka l'chayr also should be told in the shir yinika of the ilonis. But the gabi chazaka, we say that the yinika is a sorry ilonis of beisa, 10 trees per beisa. If you make the calculation, it comes out be'erich 250 square amis. But the gabi mechira, in that shir, you would not be kind of karka unless there's 16 amis between a tree to another tree. That would be considered mufuzarim. The shir of 16 amis between one tree and another is be'erich, if it's square, is 256 amis. If you deduct from there a quarter because the revi is yosem eagle, it's different than the round, there's different cheshbonos between the round, if it's a round area, a circle around the tree, or if it's a square around the tree. So it comes out less than even 200. It'll come out berach 192 amis. And more than that shear, if it's spread out more than that, you're not going to be koine karka. So we hear the kasha is, so why when it comes to chazaka, we say that yeah, even if it's mufazarin more than the amount of what you'll be koine, the karka, in other words, if it's spread out more than 192 square amis, it's considered a chazaka, as long as it's not more than sorry lanas lebeisa. Why aren't the chazbainas the same? Why aren't the chazbainas of mechira the same as the chazbainas legabe chazaka? Now, the Rabban Yoyin and the Rashba answer, and they say that you can't compare the two. Where do we find the Cheshbainas of Yaniku? We find the Gabi Bikurim. They say Dal Ravi Minayu. That's where we go down from, instead of a circle around the tree, we make a square around the tree. He says, instead of a square, make a circle. A square is bigger than a circle. He says, because Bikurim is totally only in the Yaniku. It's only totally in the drawing nourishment from the ground. And the nourishment that every tree draws around itself is 16 amis in a circle, being this tree being in the middle of that circle of which you drew, which each side is 16 amas around it, 32 amas diameter. That circle is the influence, that's the area where it draws nourishment. But the gabi mechira, the gabi sale, it's totally in the derech b'nei adam. The derech b'nei adam is they planted b'merubah. You plant it in a square. You don't plant in rounds. The way you set up your orchard is you three trees in a row and it's like a square around it. And the mele, it's not the same thing. It's not avad. It's going to be much bigger than the circle. And then the cheshvan stems with the sari lanas the beis saw. Really, Nesivis asks this kasha also on Tosfos. Says since every elon, every tree requires an eagle that's wide 16 amis around it. So what's the difference between an eagle and an eagle? And what? Who cares that there'll be some space in between? There'll be some space in between. But the mice, you can't plant in that eagle. So you have to distance it. So you can't be neteah in a beis saw more than 10 elonis. If you practically speaking, you can't fit in a beis saw more than 10 elonis. Hagam legavi bikurim the unique is less than that amount, but like practically speaking, that's the amount that you do it. That's the amount that you spread out in a tree field. Tosis himself answers the kasha that he asked, what's the chilvti mecher and chazaka? And Tosis says, v'shem yesh lechalik b'mecher l'chazaka. Maybe we can be mechalvti mechira and chazaka. T'gabi mecher v'adi l'omer d'kona karakem enim retzufim k'derash m'niodim regilin lita. By mechira, you won't be kind of the karaka only according to what normally people plant. And v'derech b'nei adam ein laharachik yosim yudvav amot 16 amis me'ilon le'ilon. From one tree to another tree, you're talking about small trees. We mentioned before 32 amis, that's in a large tree. It's 32 amis with the tree at the center, and a smaller tree in the sapling, it's 16 amis with the tree at the center. So even though he says the yinika goes from one tree to another, but that's the derech that people, that they put the trees closer together. Since it's not marchik from tree to tree, the whole shir yinika, so because a big tree is 32 amis, is much more, and the small trees maybe 16, a little bit more than that. So in Mela, that's why the Gabmechir, you only kind of the amount of 16 amis around the tree, and not more. But the Gabi Chazok, he says, the Chazok is like the Shir Yanika, and even if it's a little bit further apart, that has a din of Chazok. And in Mela, Chazok is not exactly the same Shir as Mechira. But the Tumim and Simikuf Mem Aleph, Sifkot Yud Beis, asked that the Chayr Taisus steer to what he said before, because Taisus before in the Rashbam said that it's not a chazok if you plant more than 10 trees in a beisah, because it's oimid liyakar, you're planning to uproot it. Over here, Taisus is saying that it is a derech when you're to plant trees in an oifin that you'll have more than 10 of them per beisah. And fakir, that's the whole reason why by Mechiri, only kind of Sheish Esriyam around it, because that's the derech. People planted closer together, even more than 10 in the beisah, like we explained earlier, the Cheshbainas. So how can you say that according to Rashbam, the reason why it's not a chazaka is because it's Eimed Liyakar? It's not true. It's not Eimed Liyakar. People will definitely plant like that. You see people plant like that. Unless you have a chalik between Ilanus Gedolim, which the nik of one goes into the nik of the other, the derech is uprooted, Mashenkin Nitiyah, maybe the derech of the other is Tinbinete, even then the nik is Nichneses, and say Nika Shazu, and they're not Iker, but otherwise the shtik la'ara on Taisvis. Later in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings one of the tenoim that are necessary to be able to accomplish this chazaka of 30 trees in 3 base saw, is that it has to be that the hechad le'apik, high mapik high. It has to be that the trees that are being harvested are the trees that are growing. Their fruits are ripe, and no other trees, their fruits were ripe. And so it says, the Rashi also brings, the Rishbam also brings from Benechananel, like Benoist Shuach, that from the time of the Chanot until time of Lekita is Gimel Shanim, and you can have such a thing that it takes longer for it to come out, and therefore you'll only harvest some trees, not the other trees. But Taisus asks, Gevaldik Akasha. Taisus says, he says, the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek says that in order to have a Chaskas Gimel Shanim, you have to have the Be'in of the Isa Lahai Peiro, Leisa Lahai Peiro. At the time when one fruit is growing, the other fruit is not growing at all. And over here, that when you ochel peir shana rishayna shniot, they're already nechnat the peiros of the shana shnas gimel. In other words, it already started to bud. It didn't come out fully. You're not harvesting it, but it's already there. It's not been in the islahai, leis ilahai. It's there at the same time. So the chayro, how could you have chazaka? Isn't it clear before that in order to have chazaka, it has to be that these peiros are here and no other peiros are there. The other peiros not here bechlal. The Pnei Shleima asks on Taisvis, that Gemara over there that said that you have to have been Adisa Lahai, Leisa Lahai, was going contra Bishmuel. They learned from Sharamud. But over here we're going contra Rabbanan, that they don't learn from Sharamud. If you learn from Sharamud, so then Chazak is not totally in Gimel Shanim, Chazak is totally in Gimel Achilis. And since it's totally in Gimel Achilis, Bizman, the first Achila, it can't be that the second Achila is there, because otherwise it'd be considered all one Achila. So it has to be Be'idin at the time, the Isa Lahai, when you're busy with one Achila, Leisa Lahai, you're not busy with the second Achila. That's all in the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that learns Chazak is Chesed Gimel Shanim Sharamud. But the Fide Rabbanan, that the Gimel Shanim that you need is not learned from Sharam Wood, so you don't have this klal at all. You don't have to have Gimel Achilas, you have to have an Achila, a Meshach, Gimel Shanim. As long as you have an Achila, a Meshach, Gimel Shanim, it's considered a good Chazaka. So what's the pshat that Tosfos asked, that's a steer to where earlier? So Pnei Shleim is Miyashim, and he says that Tosfos holds, like the Rashbam and Lamvav and Beis, the Maskel Zu, that Dafka, if you Rav, that the Gemara say, if you Rabban, you don't learn out from Sharam Wood. Rav learned that the Rabban hold you don't learn from Shar Mu'ad, and Rishmuel you do. But if he is Shmuel, the Rabban also agree that you learn out from Shar Hamu'ad. And Mela Abayi over here that says, Mid Rabbi Shmuel, Nishmuel Rabbanon is only if he shitas Shmuel, that the Rabban hold like Rabbi Shmuel, they learn from Shar Mu'ad. And therefore, Taisus asks, if the shita of the Rabban is like Rabbi Shmuel, they learn from Shar Mu'ad. It's just like if you learn from Shar Mu'ad, it has to be, Bein in the East Lahai Peri, Leis Lahai Peri. When you're busy with the harvest of one Peri, the other Peri is not yet out. So it's like 3 separate Achilas. So to the Rabbanon, it has to be bin and apikai. The apikai can't be at the same time. And that's the kasha. How could it be a chazaka by Bnei Shuach where you already have a chanota? But the fi Rav, you don't learn from Yishmol, that's Rabbanon. It's different reasons. According to Rav, Rav is mefarish of pshat in the Rabbanon, in the Cheses Gimel Shadim, because Atlash Nim is Darin's Mishtare. Till 3 is a person's careful Ishtar, not longer. So he's not learning from Sharm word Bechlal. So then it wouldn't, Bechlal wouldn't be a kasha. How could you have a chazaka? Gemara continues and brings a machlokes on the Lamed Zayin between Azvid and Apopo. Zeh hechzik beilonis vezeh hechzik bekarka. If one was machzik in the trees and one was machzik in the karka, Omer Azvid zeh kana ilonis vezeh kana karka. The one who's machzik in the ilonis is kind of the ilonis. That means he ate the peiros without the karka at all. And he gets a kinyan, he has a cheses gimel shalim in the karka or a kinyan in the karka. And the one who has a chazok in the ilonis has a kinyan or a chazok in the ilonis. Maskil Rapapa asks him, can Aimel the Bali Lonis be Karka Klum? It comes out that the one who owns who's Bali Lonis doesn't have anything in the Karka. So Lamele Bal Karka, the Bali Lonis, why can't the Bal Karka tell the owner of the trees, Akari Lonchos Shkrel Vazil, take your trees and just take them out of the ground? Elam Rapapa, Zekon Ilonis Vechatzi Karka, Vezekon Achatzi Karka. The one who's Machzik in the Ilonis is going to be kind of the Ilonis and Chatzi Karka, and the one who's Machzik in the Karka is kind of the Chatzi of the Karka. Now the Rishbam is Masbid the Gemara that we're talking about. Legabe kinyanim, not legabe cheskas gimel shanim. That means somebody sold the ilonis to Reuven and sold the karka to Shimon. So according to Azvid, Reuven got the ilonis and Shimon got the karka. And according to Papa, Reuven got the ilonis and chatzi karka, and Shimon got the chatzi of the karka. What does it mean, chatzi karka? So the Rishbam says, it doesn't mean mamish half the ground, according to his first pshat. It means what's the necessary for the trees. Tachtein, what's underneath it, ubeinein, between them, v'chutzalahen, and around it, kimaloi oyer v'sali, according to the amount of space that's necessary for the picker and his basket. That's what it means, the chatzi karka. Now, the Rishbam and Taisus both say what the Gemara is talking about, even my meicher beis ilonis, even he sold two trees out of this field, so the Baal HaKarka gets the Karka, and the Baal Ilonis, according to Zvidus, only gets the Ilonis, and according to Papa gets the Ilonis and Chatzi Karka. Why do we say that he gets Chatzi Karka? We say, just like he sold the land in Bayin Yafa, so he sold to the Baal Ilonis also Bayin Yafa. Even though Tosis L'Cherin Amad Beis says, according to Bekiva, that normally holds Meicher's Bayin Yafa Meicher, but a Meicher L'Chaver Beis Ilonis is not going to Karka at all. So L'Cherin, how come over here do we say that you are going to the Karka? So the Mashah is Ma'ir the Shaila, and the Pnei Shlema says that there's a difference between if you Meicher to one person or to Shnayim. If you Meicher to one person, when you sell one or two trees, you're not Meicher Karka, even if you don't normally record Bekiva holds Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. But when you sell to two people, so then it's a greater Ayin Yafa from Meicher Ilonis V'Shai Karka L'Atzmei, and then you're giving the Baal Ilonis Chatzi Karka. Again, the Rishbam had learned that Chatzi Karka meant underneath it, Tevinein V'Tachtein Obeinein, underneath it and in between the trees, V'Chutzel and K'mloi Oyer V'Sali. What's the pshat in why it's called Chatzi Karka? It means you're not kind of more than that. What's the gather of chatzi karka? Chatzi karka means a little bit of land, not mamish chatzi karka, a little bit of land that you're kind of. That's the kind of the karka chutzlin kamloir v'saloi. That's considered like a losh. That's a chatzi karka, part of the karka. It's not mamish exactly half the karka. Taisus argues in the Rishbam, Taisus says he's not kind of anything in the gufa karka. You're only kind of that if it dries up, you could plant other trees in its stead. So according to Taisus, what's the lashon of chatzi karka? So the Rashi already says that the pshat in chatzi karka is that normally when you buy ilonis, you kind of karka. There's two inyanim being kind of karka. One is the chutzlen kamoy oyer v'saloi. One is the gabi the halacha that you have around the tree, the dalramis that you need to walk around, the picker can walk around it with his basket, and also that if they die, you can replant it. So over here, you're kind of only the gabi one. That's what's called chatzi karka. According to Taisus, you only kind of the gabi, you can replant it. And according to the Rashbam, that you have kamaloi oira v'sali, but you're not kind in the gufa karka whatsoever. The other person was machzik in the karka; he is kind in the gufa karka, but you're not kind anymore in the gufa karka itself. Now, Taisus asks on the way the Rashbam learns that the sugya is talking about legabi kinyanim and not legabi cheskes gimel shanim. So Tais asks, what's the shaykhis of this Gemara to the Mishnah in the Chesabatim, which speaks about Cheses Gimel Shanim, which be put on a later Mishnah in the Perek, which speaks about Chazakas of Kinyan? Also, Taisus asks that why does it say Chazak over here more than that you kind of would start or Kesef, or Chalipin? The Chayr Kinyanim of Chasim Sheshan Achrayis, a nikna not only with Chazak, but a nikna also with Kesef and Star. Also Chalipin. So why do we speak about Dafka, this Kenyan of Chazaka? And the first Kasha of why the Gemara speaks about it over here, Vecheskes Gimel Shanim, even though according to the Rashbam we're not discussing Bechlal Kinyanim. So the Ritva says that it said it over here because he wants to teach us that we learn the Din Chazaka from Dinim of Kinyanim. I mean, there's no really machloikis ladina between Rashbam and Taisvis. Everybody agrees that the machloikis Rashvid and Papa is both the Gabi Chazaka and the Gabi Kinyan. But the reason the Nafkamina just is, the Rashbam is saying that the reason we spoke over here about Kinyanim also, because we're learning out from Kinyanim to Chazakas. But the second kasha taste is very shver. L'chayra, why did it speak about Dafka Chazaka, the Kinyan of Chazaka, of Rafak Beipurt, of digging, more than Shtar, or Kesef, or Chalip, and other Kinyanim that are shach to be kaina? The Ritva says, to answer this kasha also, that the reason why it said Kinyan Chazaka, because Chazaka, it's shach both by two people that it was Eichem Hefker. Shach Chazaka more than it's shach Kesef, or other Kinyanim. But there's a famous ktsais in Simon Reish Tazayin Beis, that's Miyashiv this kasha of Taisvis, that why do we speak about Dafka Kinyan of Chazaka? He wants Miyashiv based on a Mishnah Melech that says, in it's a Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph, Mechira Locha Ches, Mishnah Melech says that Shemati Shechachmi Ador Shelfana in Estapku, the Chachmi Ador had a suffix when somebody was masker his house to somebody else. He lent for a certain amount of time. He rented out his house. And now the masker, after the time was up, the masker wanted to sell it to somebody else, to another person, to a second person. So the Mishnah Melech brings that, because the first person had the one he rented it out to has a right until that time, and afterwards, the second person has it's free, it's available, so could it be sold to somebody else? He says that it brings that the Das of Maramins is that the Likeach, the buyer cannot make a Kinyan Chazakah, B'soich this man, that the bias is musker to the soicher. He can't make Kinyan Chazakah during that time. He has to wait till afterwards. As long as it's rented out to the soicher, so it's as if he has the rights to this bias, and he's darsham, as long as he has a right to that bias, he can't make a Kinyan, and somebody else cannot make a Kinyan Chazakah. So Melech, Tois wants to say, Lefizah is Miyushav Toisvus Kash over here, and it's also Miyushav Toisvus Kash in the next Toisvus. The next Toisvus asks that the Gemara says, or Papa told Razvid, Lemele Akar Lo Necho, you should pull out your trees. If you're telling me, Razvid, that Zekon Ilonis, Zekon Akarka, so the one who owns the Ilonis has no Karka at all. So if he has no Karka at all, let him pull out his trees. So Taisvis asks that Razvid agrees that he has that if the tree gets dries up, you could tell him Elanecha, that he could do. So, but up until then, he has a right to have his tree there. Only afterwards does he have a right to have his tree. And if the tree taka dies, then he has to pull it out. But till then, it can't replant it. But until then, he has a right to have in the tree in the karka. But Shiomas Elan, he doesn't have any karka to plant another one there. So what's the kasha? Namely, Akoril Elanecha Vazil. Michayim Lechayim, he does have. Only afterwards, when the taka dries up, taka doesn't have. The Zoktik Tzoyis, that the whole kasha is only that if the Bali Ilan has a schus in the karka until the tree dies, so then the second guy cannot be kind of the karka b'chazoka that should be his when the tree will die later when the tree will die. Why not? Because it's a raya that the Bali Ilan does not have anything in the karka. And Mel, that's the most kasha, kari lanch vizil. But this is only gshmak, only according to this Mishnah Mel that he said that you can't make a kinyan when somebody else owns the tree. So therefore, that the Tosfos kasha. The kasha of Tosfos is that if the Bali Ilan has a schus in the karka, Achiyomas the Ilan, so the second guy will not be able to make a kinyan in the karka with his chazaka, that it should be his for la'ach Achiyomas the Ilan. So it must be that the Bali Ilan has nothing in the karka, and therefore, the more I ask, Akari Lan Chavazil, right away, take it out right away. It must have nothing in the karka, because if we would have something in the karka, then the other Bali karka would not be able to be kinyan for later. So if the fact that Bali karka can make a kinyan now for later, it must be that the Bali Ilan has nothing in the karka even right now. And therefore, the Gemara asks that Akari Lancha right now, Vazil, and go take it out, because you don't own anything in the karka. So Lefizah, it's also Miyushav Taisis Kash over here, because why did the Gemara say Dafka Kinyan Chazaka? Because only from Kinyan Chazaka does Rapop have a raya to argue, because he could tie it to him, Akari Lancha Vazil. That Kinyan Chazaka cannot be done right now, you can't make Kinyan Chazaka. So you could say to him, Akari Lancha Vazil. The Ulam HaMishpat is Matmiya on the Ktsais. Because the way the Ktsais understands it, it comes out that the reason why the Bala Karka cannot make a Kinyan Chazaka underneath the Ilonis is because the Ilonis right now, the Mokum underneath the Ilonis belong to the Bali Ilonis Lizman. And if it belongs to the Bali Ilonis Lizman, the Bala Karka can't make a Kinyan now for later. But L'chaira, let him make a Kinyan Chazaka somewhere else. And if he's making his Kinyan Chazaka somewhere else in the land, he could be kind of the entire land. Don't we find that a Kinyan Chazaka of Mokim Echad is kind of the whole Karka? You don't have to make a Kinyan Chazaka in every spot in the land that you want to be kind of. You have a Karka Lefanecha, you can make Kinyan Chazaka in a Pchelik of that land, and that's going to be kind of the entire land. So it's Mamash Apella over here. Why, if he wants to make a Kinyan Chazaka on the land, in order to be kind of for the Gabi, even the Mokim Hailon is for later when the trees die, so you don't have to make a Kinyan Chazaka right underneath the trees. If you had Kinyan Chazaka has to be mamish in that mokim, so then you could say the Ktzayis Shtikal Torah that in that mokim you can't make Kinyan Chazaka because it's like rented out for the temporarily, since it belongs to the Bala Ilonis temporarily, so the Bala Karka can't make Chazaka for later on that mokim, and that's what the Gemara meant. And a Papa told the Zvid that Lefiyu Akari Ilon Chavazil right now the Bala if he could make such a Chazaka, it must be that the Bala Ilonis has nothing and he has to take out his trees, but it's shver. Why can't he just make Kinyan Chazaka in a different part of the land? So the Lula Mishpat says that Lefi the Ktzaisa comes out that if you meichaloi eser sodis v'eser medinois, if you sell somebody 10 fields and 10 different medinois, you're maxing in one of them, and you could only be kind of all of them if it will be shayach kinyan chazak in all of them. But if one of them is rented out, you can't be kind of all of them. I mean, it comes out that when you kind of make a kinyan chazak on one chedek of the land, it's really, we have to look at it as if you're making a maisa chazak in every piece of that land. It's as if b'chol mokim b'karki, you're making chazak. And therefore, we have to be done that is it roi to make kinyan chazak in every mokim. If it's roi to make kinyan chazak in every mokim, so then a kinyan chazak will help. Over here, it's not roi to make kinyan chazak underneath the tree, so even if you make a kinyan chazak somewhere else in the field, it won't be kinda the mokim underneath the tree. It's a gevaldik achidish, such a thing, that the kinyan chazak on one chedek of the land cannot be kinda the whole land, only if it's possible that kinyan chazak could have been made in every part of the land. And we have to be done when you kinda with the kinyan chazak, it's as if you're making a maisa chazak in every part of the land. And that's why you kinda every chedek of the land. But if taken not, if one chedek of the land is taken not yours to be kind of, it's rented out to somebody else, or in this case it's to the Baal Ilonis. So Mele Yitaka can't be kind of. This is all in the Shita of the Rashbam. So again, just to summarize, the Shita of the Rashbam is that when the Gemara says Machlekes of Papa Nezvid Zehzik Bilonis Zehzik Bikarka, it's Machlekes Legabe Kinyan, not Legabe Cheses Gimel Shonim. And the Miyash of Tais asked, the Miyash Tais Kasha, why did it say Dafke Kinyan Chazoka and not a different type of a Kinyan like Kesef or Shtar? Is because they want to bring out that over here the Chazoka is not Shaykh. Since that chazak is not shaykh because it's like site temporarily belongs to the Baal Ilonis, so that's why Pshat Nigamara, what her papa said, that according to Yerav Zvid, Akari Lon Chavazil, because in order to say that the Baal Akarka can make a kinyan now for later, it has to be that the Baal Ilonis owns nothing. And therefore, according to Yerav Zvid, Akari Lon Chavazil, Tachi Leif. The Rashbam brings another pirish in what it means in the Gemara Chatzi Karka, that it means Mamish Chatzi Karka. And he says the case is that Kola Karka Tzorach Leilonis. The case was that all the land was necessary for the growth of the trees. If not for the fact that he sold the karka to somebody else, all the karka was necessary for the trees, but since he sold the karka to one and the Leilonis to the other, so they split the karka. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks on the Rashbam, that if all there is karka, which is necessary for the Ilonis, so when you sell to one Ilonis and to another person karka, isn't that like you mefarish clearly that the Baal Ilonis should not have any chelik in the karka at all? So how could the Rashbam say in this pshat that each one gets chatzi karka? L'chertz, as if he's mefarish clearly that each one should only receive what he said. He said, you get the karka, even though the karka is tzarech for the Ilonis, and you get, not the Ilonis, and you get only the Ilonis. You don't get any karka whatsoever. It's like he's mefarish that the Baal Ilonis should not have any karka at all. Therefore, Ben Yain learns differently, that there was other land also besides that which was necessary for the Ilonis. And that the Rapapa said is kind of chatzi karka, he meant chatzi of the karka which is tzarech li Ilonis. And the reason for it is because he's mesapkalon, is the das ha-meichers to makna to him the karka tzarech li Ilonis, or was the das ha-meicher to makna to the Baal ha-karka, just like he's makna to the Baal ha-karka the other karka. In other words, did he have in mind to makna to the Baal ha-karka the entire karka, or did he have in mind to makna to the Baal karka half the karka which is necessary for the Ilonis and the rest of the karka, and the Baal Ilonis would get also half the karka. Taisvis Lamaisa argues on the Rishbam, and Taisvis learns that the Shail of the Gemara is the Gabi Cheskas Gimel Shonim. And the Ramban and the Melchamis, Lefidis Mahalach of Cheskas Gimel Shonim, is Mevayer, that it's talking that both come with a taina. One of them says, Ani lekachti ilonis vikarka, and the other one says, no, I bought the ilonis and the karka. And the machlekes of Zidna Papa is because the halachi is, we see that whatever you were muchzik in, that is what you were kaina. In other words, we see the one who was machzik in the ilonis as if he bought the ilonis. And we see the one who was machzik in the karka as if he bought the karka and not the ilonis. The one who's maxing the karka does not have anything in the Baal Ilonis, in the Ilonis, and the one who's maxing in the Ilonis has nothing in the karka. And therefore, as Vin said, we consider them both like two, like Chim and Shnei, and by Shnei Lekucha is one who buys the Ilonis and one who buys karka, the Baal Ilonis has nothing in the karka. And Rapapa argues and Papa says that Bishnelu Kuchais, the Baal Ilonis does have in the karka, Chatzi karka, and therefore he's kaina Ilonis the Chatzi karka. And Loshna Gemara Ki Echad L'Chobah and Yofa Zovin is not that's what they're tining, because we're saying each one's really tining the Ilonis and the Karka Lakachti. It means that we're being done each one
according to his chazaka. The one who's mosing in the ilanis as if he only bought the ilanis, and the one who's mosing in the karka as if he only bought the karka. The Chasam Sefer adds, and he says that really you could say that they're not machish to each other. Could be that just the ma'arer that's tiny that you were not machzik in a mechzik inshi, and that the Gemara says that each one has a chazaka, one for ilanis and one for karka. So that's definitely yes, a chazaka in a mechzik inshi. The derech is to sell sometimes only ilanis and sometimes to sell only karka. So mele, even though in this case it's not the two separate people that machzik together, but it lives a chazaka in a mechzik inshi. The Gemara on Amud Beis says that if you're mocher ilonois, you sell trees with shaya karka lefanav, and you left the karka for yourself, it's totally in the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. If either Rabbi Akiva holds meicher by and yafa meicher, so then the Baal Ilonis is going to also receive karka, and according to Rabbanan that hold that it's not buying yafa meicher, less like the Ilonis that you sold, you only sold the trees without any karka. The Rishbam learns that this machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanu by Mochi Ilonis is talking about Shnei Ilonis, two trees and not three trees. Because the Gemara asks from the Mishnah later in Nafpe Aleph that says, Amwecha, give me the Ilonis, if you sell three trees, you're kind of karka, you're kind of land. So there must be that our Gemara is saying it's Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon is not in Gimel Ilonis. And the Gimel Ilonis, Hakol Moedim, you're kind of karka, like it says, Stom, Mishnah, Mecha, Sasvina. And the Machlekes over here is by Mocha Bez Ilonis. But Mocha Gimel Ilonis, the Kulyam, you're kind of karka. The Fize, Rabbi Kiva holds a Meicha Bez Ilonis, you're kind of karka in our Sugya. The Chaira, what's Allah Legabi Ilon Echot? And Taisvis is before that he understood that Shitz Rashbam, that according to Rabbi Kiva, the din of Ilon Echot is the same as Shtei Ilonis. So it would come out that Gimel Ilonis, the Kuli Alma, the one is kind of the Gimel Ilonis is kind of karka. Bez Ilonis and Ilon Echot is Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're kind of karka, and according to the Chacham, you're not kind of. The Ravid and Asagus in the Rif says that Dafko a Bez Ilonis is Yesh Lei Karka, but by Ilon Echod is Ein Lei Karka. He would not, even a record of Akiva, he does not, is not claiming any Karka. And the Balamor brings a Kasha from Avram that according to the Rashbam, it comes out that the Machlekes of Akiva and the Rabbanon, is really the Machlekes of Meir and Rabbanon later in Daf Pei Aleph, like Gabi Koine Bez Ilonis. If you're kind of karka or not. And the chair is a steer, because the aloch is like the Rabbanon, that he doesn't get any karka, and the aloch is also like Rabbi Akiva, the yeshle karka. So he's meyashir, the Balmar is meyashir, so the Rabbi Akiva holds that you're kind of karka only the gabi, the aloch, that you could plant a tree in its place, the chshir musu. Like the Rishbam says over here. But not legabe, that he has karka around the ilonis, and beinayim kemalei oyer vesali. And Rameir holds that Yeshle Karka Sovli Lonis of Einehem. And Rameir holds that you do have Karka Sovli Lonis of Einehem. So we pass in the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, but that's not like Rameir. And according to Rameir, you also have the Karka's Karka Beinehem. Shita Satoisvis, he argues on the Rishbam, and he says, no, that the Rabbi Akiva holds that a Meicher Beis Ilonis is talking not kind of Karka. And our Gemara is talking about Dafka Meicher Gimel Ilonis, not Meicher Beis Ilonis. And it's mechal between the case of the of a meicher asvina by the gimel ilonis and our gemara of gimel ilonis. But if he taisvis, the Rabbi Akiva holds that a meicher beis ilonis is not kind of karka. L'chayr, it's a shver from the gemara and a meicher sabayis over there. It's mashma that a meicher ilon echod is kind of karka. The gemara towards the bottom of the omen says, Omar Rava machron ritzufin ain loy karka. If there are trees that are planted more than 10 of them in a base saw, then you don't have the aloch of kind of shloish ilon. This is kind of karka because it's not called a stay ilon. It's loshon of the Rishbam is the lacquer of a lesharish kaima. You're going to uproot the trees that are too close together. And Omrab Zeri said, this is a machlokes tanoim, ketanoi, kerem shunatu al pox mi arba amis. You have vineyard which is planted in a space less than 4 amis. Reb Shimon Omer ain't a kerem. Reb Shimon says, not a kerem. If there's less than 4 amis between the rows, only 3 amis, for example, then it's not considered a kerem. And the Shmam even says, maybe gzera l'sham, you're not going to get malt shum le'sizah kerem l'chol keloyim. And it's mutar b'achila because it's not, doesn't have a loch of a kerem. Because the derech is to be neteya gfanim and shuris rechaykim dalad amis. You need, Rashi says, because you need a tzerech for the hilucha agolo, or the Rosh says, because in order for the shvarim to pass between the rows, the oxen with the kalim, so you need at least 4 amis,
or the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Kalayim, because if there's not four amas between the rows, they're too close and they push against each other and they ruin each other. It's not good for the growth. So it doesn't have a din of a vineyard. And Rachamayim Arezu Kerem, it's called a Kerem, V'royim Etzoyim Kilo Einam. We look at the middle ones as if they're not there. The Ran, the Raman, the Ritva say, the Lacher comes out that Ravu holds like Reb Shimon. Ravu said that Machron Tzufin is Ein Leikarka. He holds like Reb Shimon that a Kerem that's on two apachs al pachis is not a Kerem. And the Ran Taka says we pass like Reb Shimon because Ravu holds Kavosi. And as they pass in the Riv and the Rambam. The Rama says that the Aloch is not like Ravu because since Ravu holds like Reb Shimon, the Aloch is like the Rabbanon. And he brings that some of Ma'apich the Girsun. It comes out that Rav is really the Shita of the Chachamim, and may we pass in Kamoisei. The Ritva says a Chiddush that Rav is Mesabkalei if he has Karka or not. So Gabi Mechira Misofik, it's you leave it by the Morakama. But Gabi Kalayim, since it's a Shail of Isser, so, and it's a Sofik if it's a Karim or not a Karim, the Aloch is like the Chachamim. The Rishbam later in Daf Pei Gimel Manav, the Maschal Royin says that the Chachamim say it's called a Kerem. That's really a Chumral in Yin Kalayim. That means Be'etzem the Aloch is like Rav and Rav Shimon. That since it's too close together, it's not a Kerem. But the Chachamim that say it's a Kerem, Royin is him. So in Kilu Einam, that's a Chumral Legabi Kalayim, Legabi the Isser Kalayim, to say that it has under the shame Kerem. But the Rishash asks from the Gemara over here. The Gemara says Rav Zeir is medamin the machloikas by Kalayim legabi din mechira. According to the Rishbam, it's only a halach in Kalayim. The Chacham Machmir legabi Kalayim, but legabi mechira the Chacham Ma'ider is not a kerem. So it's not really leme katanoi. Rav as din is the kuliyama. Both of Rav Shimon and lefi the Chacham. Everybody agrees it's not really a kerem mikra din and legabi mechira. It's not a mechira by machron and tzufin. It's only a chumra legabi Kalayim. It's very schwer. How could our Gemara tell the two lefi the pirush or Rishbam? The Rosh in Simchah of Zion says that Rav is chaylik and Rav Zeira, and he holds that the Chacham only said legabi kalayim because there are people that plant very close to each other, and they think that those ilonos be matzliach. So I'll leave those, and the other ones I'll uproot, and I'll use the other ones for strefa. So people do such things, but legabi mechira, since it's not emun l'skayim, so the karka is not toffle to those trees, and the lekech male the lekech does not get any karka. So fi this Rosh, kimiyasha that the Rishbam holds, saying his time, I'll leave it the Rava. He's saying his time, I'll leave it the Rava. That Rava argues on Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said it's tolin machlekes tanoim, but Rava argued. Rava held it's not tolin machlekes tanoim. Rava Taka held that if everybody machron et sufim ein lekarka, and the climb is different because that's how people plant sometimes a vineyard. Lamaisa the Kesem Mishnah learns in the Rambam Hilchos Kalayim Perek Zayin Alocha Beis that he passed like Reb Shimon. And he asks, why does the Rambam pass like Reb Shimon? That it's Ein Kerem, it's Neged the Chachamim. We usually pass like the Chachamim Neged Reb Shimon. So the Torah is Royim, in Hilchos Kalayim, Perkei Alocha Beis, he's Miyashiv, the Kasha, the Kesem Mishnah, the Fidah Ran that we mentioned earlier, that he said, Loch Zek Reb Shimon, because Rav is Fidah Kavose. If Rav is Fidah Kavose, sometimes we pass like Reb Shimon, even Neged the Chachamim. And the Ran says that's the Rambam, that's Takim Shat the Rambam also, that he passes like Rav. The Rav paskin like Reb Shimon the fi our sugya, and Mela it's not shver why paskin Reb Shimon lafuke the Rabbana. Al koponim, in summary, la halacha we have three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Either the Gemara's kipshutoi that Rava is totally in the machlekes tanoim, and Rava is talking like the shita of Reb Shimon, and we pass like Rava, and we pass like Reb Shimon that it's not a kerem, and it's also machron tzufim is not a mechira. Or like the Raman, other Rishonim will say that Taket Aloch is not like Rava, because since Rava is like Reb Shimon, Aloch is like the Rabbanon. We Taket don't paskin like Rava and Reb Shimon. And a third way is, like we saw from the Rosh, that it's Rava is not totally in Machlekes Rishonim, in Machlekes Tanoim. Only Reb Zeir held it's Ketanoi. But Rava could be argues, and Rava holds that it's not a Machlekes, and it's a special Halacha Legabi Kalayim, the Chacham say that it's Keilu Einon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.